The smell. Yeah. Describe it for me.
I don't know how to smell it. Kind of rotten smelling. Rank smelling, let's put it that way. Because most people stored the hides outside. I mean, some tanneries kept them inside, but Carr Leather right here on Foster Street. Carr used to keep, they had a big hide yard right out on the street. And guys used to, like I said a while ago, used to trim the hides outside. But there was nothing left in the leather business. They even used to use the hair. Of course, today they don't, but they took all the trimmings from the hides and it went to gelatin factories to make jello. Well, I don't, to make gelatin, let's put it that way. I don't know if it went into jello or not. But.
So, would you say Peabody was a desirable place to work and live?
Back then, yes. Yes, because, I mean, nobody paid any attention to stuff being outside. That's just the way of life. And when you got away from downtown, you couldn't smell nothing. Well, on a humid day in the summer, you could. The smell carried a long way. But I never lived right downtown, so I couldn't. And if you worked in it, you never really paid a lot of attention to it anyway. I don't know if you just become accustomed to it or what. But you never did.
So what did you get paid well when you were unloading
yes.
the hides?
Yes. We got paid very well. But it was hard work because the average hide would weigh anywhere from 40 to 60 pounds apiece.
How big were they?
Well, they were the full cowhide. I mean, they'd probably run 40 footers, but that's when we were unloading them out of the freight cars, they were still had the hair on them and everything before anything had been tanned, right from the packet plants. You know? But today it's unreal because they pre-flesh them today and use it for dog and cat food, what's left on the hides. The tanneries today that get in hides, and most of them are spotlessly clean. You know, they pre-wash them and everything. Hmm. When we got them, they used to have burrs and everything else on them, you know.
Yuck. So after you finished working for the trucking company, what happened? Where'd you go?
I went to, then I worked for a place in Lawrence that was involved in leather industry, Millinder, Sumner Millinder, who made lining leather for the government most of the time, for boots, and I used to work some in Peabody at the same time for him, but most of the leather industry I was involved in, the finishing business, wasn't Peavey. You know.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other cities or towns nearby that competed with Peabody for? Well,
Salem had a few tanneries. Mm-hmm. Nothing like Peabody did. I'm trying to think. One, two, three. As far as I can remember, Salem had about five tanneries. And the tanneries were here on account of the water supply, because you need tons of water in the tanning business. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the reason why Eastman Gelatin's here, too.
But like you say, Lawrence, they're right by the river.
But Lawrence, that was a finishing place, mainly a warehouse. The leather would be tanned here in Peabody, like Victory Tanning and Versa. They'd done contract tanning for the guy I worked for, and then it was shipped to Lawrence. And it was sorted out for different grades, and some of it would be finished strictly for lining leather for shoes, for the lot of it for military shoes. But that was just like a warehouse finishing shop.
Did you hear about, in the past couple of days, the New Bedford leather factory?
Yeah.
Got busted
for
illegal
him.
Immigrants? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the owner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He used to make a lot of stuff for Coach handbags. You know, they wasn't making leather today. It says leather, but it wasn't. It was making military stuff for the government.
With illegal immigrants.
Lousy, lousy. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to put that on there or not.
Well, how would he not know that his workers were...
Yeah, you